Welcome.
The face of satisfaction.
You know, I listen to these recordings, and usually the first thing that I hear is me laughing. So yeah.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Okay, good. Welcome to day four of the Winter Feast for the Soul. I'm going to try to make this talk a little shorter. I realize I've been running a little long.
It's all good.
So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just let yourself settle into your body, onto your seat, into the space that you're in, internally and externally. Let go of the morning you've already had and the day that you're anticipating. See if you can just place your attention on what's happening for you right now. As best you can, without judging. And continuing our discussion of the four noble inquiries, I'm calling them inquiries now. So we've talked about the nature of our discomfort of just being human, the cause of our discomfort, potential cause, which is that energy of wanting, grasping, clinging, attachment. And so now we come to the third noble truth or slash inquiry. And here's the solution. Stop doing that. Good luck. Easier said than done. Easier said than done. And it's interesting because, you know, I do a little research. I read things from different points of view. And over, the solution is stop doing that. I think I want to try to find some other way, but actually that's it. And that's actually the way that we operate. We want to find some other way. We want to get our own way instead of just accepting things the way they are. Accepting ourselves, accepting other people, accepting life situations. And really, that's the sort of keystone to having a sense of contentment and peace in our lives. So easier said than done. And our meditation practice, being able to take a few moments to pause in our day to actually just be with ourselves and things the way they are in the studio, in your homes, out in the world, is practice for this letting go practice and acceptance. And in fact, I like to think of it more as acceptance rather than letting go, because really, if we let go of everything, we feel like we have nothing. So, you know, don't get caught in that trap. And so, how do we really do this? I was thinking about it in terms of, first we just notice that we're doing it. Just notice that we're getting caught up in this energy of wanting, grasping, clinging, attaching, wanting things to go our way. And the real sort of sign that we're getting caught up in those things is our difficult emotions. So when we find ourselves angry, frustrated, caught up in jealousy, envy, lust, take that as a real sign of there's something that I'm not accepting about myself, about others, or about the situation. So first of all, just noticing that that's what's going on. That actually life has good and bad things. We can't just get all good. That everything changes. Everything that arises also passes away. And that we can't really be certain then I'm going to get to go to the gym today, you know, or whatever the plan is, right? And so noticing that that's actually happening, that we want to sort of solidify, we want to make things certain, and we want all the good things, and we want to get rid of all those bad things. So just noticing that, and then seeing if we can just accept whatever it is. Ask ourselves, what is it about the situation, myself or other people, that I'm not accepting? And that includes that I'm not accepting things. I'm not handling this very well, right? So it includes accepting those things about ourselves that we might be judgmental about. Like, I ought to be able to handle this. I ought not be angry about this, right? And then see if you can relax, which is a great meditation instruction. See if you can relax so that you can respond skillfully. So that doesn't mean that we don't take action, that we don't really try to make improvements on ourselves or help other people or accept the unacceptable in the world. But we want to do that in a skillful kind of way. And that comes from the place of accepting things the way they are. And including, sometimes, things are as bad as we think they are. So some action is needed. Ourselves, the world, other people. Right? So it's kind of blanket. You know, it's not just for some situations. It's actually for all situations. So I want to invite you today to let this sense of relaxation, because that's really what we need to practice, right? So it's noticing some kind of difficult emotion, noticing that we're in a situation that we're not accepting, being able to ask ourselves, what am I not accepting? And then seeing if we can relax into that. So let's start with the third thing. Relax. Sounds like more fun. Because we can get kind of anxious even in our practice, so I don't use it to get better at the relaxing part. So let's take another deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Let yourself relax into your body, into your space, to your seat, and let that be the ground of your practice today. See if you can keep coming back to the sense of relaxation and openness. And then from that ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allow the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender, open heart. And we really open up to the world, to ourselves, and to other people just the way they are. And then relaxing your hands, connecting to ease, and allowing the mind to just rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and practice, and our practice together.